Tonight on the Worldview Report, electric vehicles line the streets of Chicago. One more dead than the next. We'll explain why. Globalist elites are meeting in Davos this week to plan the world's response to the next big pandemic. An unnamed, unknown pathogen they've dubbed Disease X. Pfizer is investing billions of dollars in treatments to prepare for a looming, quote, heart failure pandemic, end quote. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab says that the nations of the world will soon no longer need to bother holding elections because voters could easily be replaced by artificial intelligence. And the new British defense minister tells his people to prepare for war with Russia and a host of other nations in the years ahead. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. A surge of stranded electric vehicles, mostly high-priced Tesla cars, taken over the Oak Brook Supercharger Station in Chicago as the mid-January cold snap has rendered many electric vehicles powerless and useless. Fox 32 reports that the recent wave of freezing temperatures in Chicago has taken a toll on electric vehicles, causing an apocalyptic scene at the Oak Brook Tesla Supercharge Station. This station, along with many others around the Chicago area, have become littered with dead Teslas. As owners, well, they face difficulties in charging their vehicles. Tesla owner Tyler Beard, well, he experienced firsthand the challenges posed by the cold weather. Having tried to recharge his Tesla since Sunday afternoon, he was met with frustration. Well, I guess so. He told Fox 32, "Nothing, no juice, still on 0%. His charging difficulties, well, they stem from the sub-zero temperatures, which, of course, electric vehicle batteries are incapable to cope with. Watch this.
Okay, Emily, thank you. That cold is also causing some big-time headaches for Chicago-area owners of electric vehicles.
Yes, I never thought we'd say this, but it's true. As Dane Placco reports, the low temperatures have caused some headaches for owners looking to charge their cars.
Electric cars may be the way of the future, but it's clear there are some problems when it comes to charging them in Chicago's deep freeze.
Oh, we got a bunch of dead robots out here.
Dead robots.
Dead Teslas packed the parking lot at this Tesla supercharging station in Oak Brook, a scene mirrored at other supercharging stations around the Chicago area.
Man, this is crazy. It's a disaster, seriously.
With temperatures falling into the negative double digits, these charging ports have stopped charging, leaving many Tesla owners stranded here in long lines since Sunday.
Nothing, no juice, it's still on 0%. And this is like 3 hours this morning being out here, after being out here 8 hours yesterday.
Has it been charging?
No, not at all.
It just isn't working?
At all. It's just frozen, and so I'm now getting it towed to the Tesla service center because that's my only option at this point.
Adding to their frustration, they say, is that they're getting no help when they call Tesla for assistance.
No response from Tesla. We have been suffering since yesterday afternoon.
These are unusually cold temperatures, but do you find this acceptable?
No, not at all. Not really.
Electric vehicles simply can't handle the cold winters. Cold winters that are commonplace in many parts of North America. And it's not just Teslas, by the way. Electric vehicles in general might make a great hobby for the wealthy, but they're not a practical mode of everyday transportation for most Americans. And the elites, well, they know this. That's why globalists like Biden's climate czar, John Kerry, have been trying to deceive the public into going electric. They know that that will make them dependent on an electric grid that is incapable of supporting mass electric car ownership. The system, well, it can be deliberately shut down by hackers or shut down by bad weather outside of human control. So my advice, defy the globalist control freaks and keep your gas-powered cars. According to Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, the so-called disease X is a mystery contagion that the World Economic Forum was scheduled to discuss on January 17th in Davos. The World Economic Forum warns that this mystery contagion could kill 20 times more people than COVID did. And the United Nations is claiming the only way to stop the spread of this mystery contagion would be the rapid development of, you guessed it, a new mRNA vaccine. That's just rich, isn't it? So, they don't know what it is that we're supposed to be afraid of, but they already know how many it's capable of killing and how to develop a vaccine for it. Now, does that make sense? In a December 2021 story on its website, the UN claims that, quote, the faster and effective vaccine is developed and deployed, the faster an incipient pandemic can be contained and controlled, end quote. As that story also reported, quote, the aspiration of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, or CEPI, is for the world to be able to respond to the next so-called disease X with a new vaccine in just 100 days, end quote. They say this would, quote, give the world a fighting chance to extinguish the existential threat of a future pandemic virus, end quote. Take note that in the past, it has taken decades of researching various diseases to develop vaccines for them, with a Business Insider story reporting, well, virtually no diseases have ever been completely eliminated through vaccine efforts, meaning that these people, well, they hope to do in 100 days what has been impossible to do in human history. And mainstream media, well, they are totally jumping on the Disease X bandwagon. This is what we call predictive programming. Check out the recent headlines from Bloomberg. What is Disease X? How scientists are preparing for the next pandemic. From Forbes, what is Disease X? Right-wing circles slam hypothetical pandemic. From The Independent, world leaders to meet to discuss threat of hypothetical Disease X pandemic in Davos. From Azar News, Disease X, which can cause 20 times more death than COVID-19, to be discussed in Davos. So the globalists are busy creating vaccines for something. They just have no idea what that something is. Or how will it kill off 20 times more people than COVID did? They just tell us it will. And we're to trust them. One group that does give their blind trust to these globalists at the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum, well, it's the U.S. Congress. How many of you are aware of the fact that Congress, back in June of 2023, proposed a new bill? You know what the new bill was called? The Disease X Act. The bill talks about the need for the U.S. military to create, quote, medical countermeasures for viral threats with pandemic potential, end quote. So, I guess that includes viral threats that don't even exist yet. But remember, it was military countermeasures that allowed the federal government to bypass all constitutional restrictions when dealing with the last pandemic. Now they want those same extra constitutional powers when responding to, quote, potential pandemics, end quote. Now, folks, if they get away with this, you can just say goodbye to freedom. Pfizer is investing billions of dollars in treatments to prepare for a looming, quote, heart failure pandemic, end quote. The COVID mRNA vaccine maker is making a big investment in treatment for heart failure as cases of myocarditis and sudden cardiac deaths skyrocket. The pharmaceutical giant recently acquired several companies. This includes a major $6.7 billion cash acquisition of Arena Pharmaceuticals. Arena Pharmaceuticals is a firm specializing in developing treatments, particularly for heart inflammation conditions like myocarditis and pericarditis. Pfizer is now predicted to make tens of billions of dollars in profits from the spike in heart failure. The company is expected to capitalize on the huge spike in heart failure as sales of its COVID vaccines have now dried up. The news comes as scientists are now warning that the latest COVID variant could trigger a, quote, heart failure pandemic, end quote. Research into the new strain known as JN.1 could cause a global healthcare risk, they say, related to COVID-19. Health experts have warned that there is an increase in the chances of potential heart issues for those who catch the disease. Scientists are claiming that the new strains, well, they're responsible for the spike in deadly heart failure that started in 2021. But here's a question. Could it be that the epidemic and so-called heart attacks could be a result of their, well, sacred gene-altering clot shots? Is that possible? Joe Biden's climate czar, John Kerry, was confronted by a reporter from Rebel News on the streets in Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting. The Rebel News reporter caught up with Kerry and started asking him uncomfortable questions. His staffers were not happy, and they tried to intervene. Quote, "What's the carbon footprint for these events every single year that you come here?" End quote. That's what Rebel News reporter A.V. Yemeni asked Kerry. Quote, "You think it's worth it? Peasants pay for your crimes," end quote. Kerry snapped at the reporter, quote, "That's a stupid question," end quote. The reporter snapped back, quote, "Is it really? Is it more stupid than you traveling here to tell us?" end quote. Kerry's aide physically assaulted the Rebel News reporter, according to some that were there, as she shouted, quote, "We're done," end quote. John Kerry accused the reporter of, quote, "making up stupid questions," end quote. Watch this.
"What's the carbon footprint of these events every single year that you come here? You think it's worth it? Peasants pay for your crimes?"
"That's a stupid question."
Is it really? Is it more stupid than you traveling here to tell us? Please, sorry?
"We're done. We are done now.
You don't grab me. You can't grab us. This is a free society, mate. We have freedom of the press. Why do you think you're more important? Your carbon footprint doesn't matter, but everybody else around the world..."
Nobody ever suggested that. Don't make up stupid questions.
Being here suggests that.
A stupid question.
You being here every single year and doing this suggests that.
And I have done a huge amount.
Listen, now it's finished. Please.
Why can't I ask him questions? Please. Who are you? Why are you trying to bully me out of us? A lot of people say no to a lot of the policies and agendas he pushes. They don't get a choice. So why can't we ask him a question in a public space? Can you not touch me? No, I'm happy.
So
answer, we can walk
I answered
nicely.
Your question.
What did you answer?
Please respect
Thank you so
the
much.
No.
I don't even know what you're asking.
Listen, that's all right. We're walking to the meeting.
Okay, thanks.
You're a bunch of... Why are you working so hard to protect such a criminal? That's right, criminals. Why are you protecting criminals? There you go. Well, there you have it. When they can't answer the questions, the simple questions that most people around the world, the average Joe is asking, they get their goons in to end the interview because they're not used to independent journalists here in their safe space asking the tough questions. WEFreports.com. Make sure to bookmark and support our work if you want to see more of that to ensure we can keep holding these crooks accountable. WEFreports.com.
Kerry, we'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you for joining us again. And also, thank you for remembering we are a listener-supported broadcast. You can support us through our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. Our foundation exists in part to help us push out Christian worldview programming, news, and information for education, but also to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview so they know how to respond. If you appreciate that, we appreciate your support. We could put it all behind a paywall or let it air and then put it immediately behind a paywall, but we don't. What we do is we push it out to a lot of networks and we let them carry it free of charge. And we want to thank those networks, Frank Speech, Lindell TV, Band.Video, Brighteon, Rumble, all kinds of outlets, VCY America, TV 30 in Milwaukee. And not only do we let all of them carry it as a broadcast ministry of our foundation, free of charge, we then, within a matter of minutes of it going off the air, we put it up at worldviewtube.com for you to watch again and share with friends, worldviewtube.com. So if you appreciate the fact that we spend hours producing the show, seven of us, about 15 man hours a day, we pay the bandwidth for you to watch it. If you appreciate that, we need your support. WVWFoundation.com. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors. Remember, we have a reporter on the ground in Israel, one in London. And today we arranged for our reporter on the ground in Israel to get a new laptop computer with a new camera, a new microphone. We're also going to pay to boost his internet so we can get the most quality professional television broadcast we can. So again, it takes a lot of revenue and support to pull off shows like this and do it broadcast quality. So thank you for your support, and do please consider becoming a regular monthly contributor, even if it's $5, $10 a month. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Don't forget our foundation also sponsors a Sunday night church service. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, I have since 2015 sat at this desk and I literally open the Bible and we talk about the major issues of the day from the point of view of a biblical Christian worldview. If you appreciate that, again, thank you for your support. WVWFoundation.com. Well, we've already talked about the World Economic Forum and the globalists and their war on gas-powered vehicles and gas stoves. But that's not all they're after. They're also after elections. After all, who needs elections? World Economic Forum and their founder, Klaus Schwab, well, he showed his true, I think, Nazi colors at Davos this week, saying that the nations of the world will soon no longer need to bother holding elections because voters can easily be replaced by artificial intelligence. Schwab made the chilling comments during a World Economic Forum interview with Google co-founder Sergey Brin, which was posted to X by, well, several people, including Ezra Levant of Rebel News. During the discussion, Schwab and Brin were discussing, quote, digital technologies, end quote, such as AI, and how they could be used to advance the World Economic Forum's globalist agenda. Quote, so technology now and digital technology mainly have an analytical power, end quote. That's what Schwab said as Brin shook his head in the affirmative. Quote, now we go into predictive power, and we have seen the first examples. Your company is very much involved in it, end quote. That's what Schwab said, as if to give the little boy wonder from Google a fatherly pat on the head, if you will. Schwab then came with the globalist goods, making a stunning comment that will no doubt be buried by the mainstream media and Google search engines. Schwab said, quote, the next step, end quote, for digital technology would be to replace voters with AI. Quote, but then the next step could be to go into prescriptive mode, which means you do not even have to have elections anymore because you can already predict, end quote. That's what he said. Quote, and afterward, you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be, end quote. And Western politicians who routinely boast about defending our democracy, well, they're over there fawning right in front of this scoundrel. And that's the nicest thing I can think to say. These folks, I think, could care less about freedom, certainly not democracy, certainly not the constitutional republic of America. I think they just follow the money. And I think that's what Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia and the rest of the American politicians are over there doing, following the money. In a new article posted at American Thinker, writer Olivia Murray takes a deep look at the religion of Islam, which she says is not really a religion at all. She writes, quote, "Islam is not even a religion. It's a social political system that uses a deity to advance its agenda of global conquest," end quote. That's a quote she attributed to John Bennett, a former state representative in Oklahoma, who's now running for Congress. And, of course, he was right on the money. Full disclosure, John Bennett has sat at this desk many, many hours producing a TV show right here in our studio. Watch this. That's what Murray calls, quote, weaponized prayer, end quote. There are more than 3,000 mosques across France, but the Muslims, they feel the need to clog up the sidewalks and block the roadways while they pray in the streets. Here's another example of weaponized prayer. Watch this. Allah. Murray writes, quote, "Like a dog marks his territory with urination, so do the new-to-Europe third-world Muslim invaders with prayer. Ostensibly, they came as asylum seekers and refugees, displaced and downtrodden, ready to adopt and contribute to the West. Now that there's enough of them, they can throw off the shackles of subterfuge and openly act in accordance with what they planned from the very beginning, in a particularly warlike way," end quote. There's a new trend in retail as 2024 gets underway. Stores in and around major cities are locking up more and more of their merchandise to protect it from shoplifters. Crime is so out of control in places like the Bay Area of California that stores are even locking up underwear and socks. Watch this.
It is hard to fathom, but socks under lock. For months now, various stores have been locking up beauty, hygiene, and cleaning products. But now we're hearing that some Bay Area stores are locking up socks, even underwear, to keep shoplifters from stealing them. NBC Bay Area's Jody Hernandez explains.
Retail theft has gotten so bad in the city of Richmond, stores like Walmart and Target are now locking up undergarments. It seems the thieves are truly hitting below the belt. Bay Area shoppers are getting accustomed to seeing high-ticket items like electronics and even toiletries under lock and key. But many customers thought they'd never see the underwear aisle looking like this.
It comes to the point, like, how ghetto does it look that they have to lock up the socks or whatever it is that they have under key?
If I was getting socks right now, it would be very inconvenient. I'd be very upset. I gotta call somebody to come open up the counter for me to get socks.
At least two East Bay Target stores have started locking up their undergarments. This customer had to wait 10 minutes for a clerk to open up the case so he could buy boxers.
There is a button here. You need to call for assistance. So it's crazy. It's so sad.
And before long, you will need a digital ID in order to unlock those locks and purchase any merchandise. That's the plan, folks. And the globalists, well, they've already told us that that's the plan. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Top British officials are now warning their people to prepare for World War III with Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. Britain should prepare for further wars, so warned new Secretary of Defense Grant Shapps. In his first speech as Defense Secretary, Shapps, he presented a dark picture of a pre-war world in which old and new enemies have redrawn battle lines against Britain and the West. Shapps called on NATO members to increase their defense spending to at least 2% of their GDP, while warning that the foundations of the international liberal rules-based order are being, quote, shaken to the core. What he's really saying, folks, is that the U.S. and the U.K., they feel threatened by the fact that a certain number of states, most notably those affiliated with the BRICS bloc, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, no longer wish to follow the rules as defined by the U.S. and the U.K. Quote, we find ourselves at the dawn of this new era, the Berlin Wall, a distant memory, and we've come full circle, moving from a post-war to pre-war world, end quote. That's what he said. He said military conflicts are highly likely between the West and any number of hostile states. Russia has already, quote, parked its tanks, end quote, in Ukraine. North Korea is supplying missiles to Moscow. Iran is conducting hostilities through proxy forces, and China is watching to see whether the West will stand by Kiev after the election of an anti-Beijing candidate in last weekend's Taiwan elections. That's what he said. The defense secretary continued, quote, in 5 years' time, we could be looking at multiple theaters, including Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. Ask yourself, looking at today's conflicts across the world, is it more likely that the number grows or reduces? I suspect we all know the answer. It's likely to grow. So 2024 must mark an inflection point, end quote. We've seen one nation after another making similar announcements in recent months, have we not? So I would be preparing for war if I were you. Biden, on the other hand, while leading America to the brink of war, well, he hasn't given the people of America any warning at all about how or whether they even need to prepare. But maybe that's because for Americans, wars are still something that's fought over there. But folks, that could change and change fast because you see, if Putin feels threatened by the Western supplied weaponry being used against Russia by Ukraine, Putin, he's already said he will resort to nuclear weapons. Biden and the rest of the neocon warmongers in Congress and in DC, well, they owe the American people at least an honest explanation of what this aggressive Russia policy is likely to lead to, which I think is all-out war with Russia and, of course, its allies. And then they should be preparing the American people by building up legitimate civil defense systems. Otherwise, folks, it looks more and more like American cities are being offered up on a silver platter to Putin's nuclear arsenal. Why are they not preparing? What would you do if you were operating as an agent in the White House and in Congress for a foreign nation? Would you prepare for war? Would you prepare your people for war? Or would you make the country vulnerable? And would you do everything necessary to make sure that nation goes to war? That's what we need to be asking. Have we been set up deliberately for the takedown by enemies, foreign and domestic? Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. There's a few ways you can support us. One we've already mentioned, WVWFoundation.com. Another one is Bella Grace. It's a powerful elixir with three ingredients, collagen, and I'm talking top-drawer collagen. And men, you need collagen too. It's great for hair growth. It's great for our eyes, the flexibility of our skin, as well as our joints and ligaments and tendons. Very important collagen. But then there's also cat's claw. It comes from a vine, actually the bark on a vine. And cat's claw is a powerful anti-inflammatory. And then finally, astaxanthin. It crosses the brain-blood barrier, gets in at the cellular level, and it's very powerful. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not making claims. But I will tell you, I take it twice a day. My wife takes it twice a day. And I don't have time to tell you the benefits. I've told you in other programs, I have seen benefits, as well as has my wife. And we're also, by the way, getting a lot of text and emails and handwritten notes from you, the listening audience, after many of you have been taking it for several weeks. You'll find some of these testimonials and the ability to order and about 80 clinical trials that you could read on the website, melissahousebg.com, Melissa, H-O-W-S-E-M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Melissa House, H-O-W-S-E-B-G. So melissahousebg.com. You'll find it all there. Check it out. Don't take my word for it. All the information is right there. I think it's a great way to support your health and to support this broadcast at the same time. That's how they track it when you go to that URL, melissahousebg.com. And then, of course, don't forget about mypillow.com/B66, mypillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. You'll find it all right there at mypillow.com/B66. And then, of course, if you go to twc.health/Brannon, you can get your own wellness company emergency medical kit. My buddy Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, they're with the wellness company. So if you'd like to get this emergency medical kit, you can do so at twc.health/Brannon. Find out what those 8 meds are and what they treat. Full details at twc.health/Brannon. Thank you for that. Well, till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.